Welcome back, everyone, to the Fantasy Football Profit Podcast. I'm Craig Phillips, joined, as always, by Jeff Torrey. And today we're going to keep talking about NFL draft prospects here. We talked about quarterbacks on the last one, so we want to talk about running backs today. And really, honestly, the fact that this is the weirdest, I feel like, running back draft year in a long time where there's no consensus. Like, I don't think there's a consensus number one. The rankings are all over the place. And then the landing spots are weird too. So it's a strange year. I feel like every year we always have a couple guys in fantasy drafts as rookies. You're like, oh, that are go for a lot of money or you're really interested in. I'm not sure how that's going to play this year. It's odd. It's all going to depend on landing spot, and maybe there's going to be a surprise out there. So I think before we even get into the players, we should maybe talk about the landing spots first. Yeah. What teams need running backs?
And I think that's really indicative of what this year is going to be. Cause you last year, you're like, okay, well, wherever Bijan goes.
Yeah.
This year, I do feel like you say, okay, these three landing spots are the best. And depending on who they get, maybe they'll be a sneaky pick.
Yeah. I don't even know how many teams are really going to go hard for running back either. That's the weird thing this year. I have a couple teams here that I'll bring up. I have like two of them right away that I'll bring up just because their situations are weird, but I don't think they're really going to go running back. First off, I'll go Bengals just because they're Zach Moss and Chase Brown. They might just roll with that.
You could get, I mean, it just shows you how little emphasis people are putting on the running back position.
I think they might
go. You could get away with that if Zach Moss is still.
He was solid last year.
Yeah, doing okay, but not a lot of, I mean, you don't get a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, electricity out of the backfield. You don't get that, okay, a high-powered guy or whatever, but you don't really need it, I guess, in that offense, right?
Raiders, Zamir White, and Alexander Mattison, again, doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, but they probably are going with it.
You could roll with it.
I think they might.
Yeah.
You got the Chargers. That's where I think it gets interesting. They have Gus Edwards. Isaiah Spiller is the number two.
You're like, end of list.
They have to add somebody.
Yeah.
They have to add somebody. And being Jim Harbaugh, is that somebody Blake Corum?
Right.
That would be interesting. He's not the top prospect in anybody's list, but.
Well, that's the funny part. I have seen him number one on.
Oh, he is.
Oh, God. So I've seen, and once again, this is, it shows it, like, as far as I can tell, Jonathan Brooks from Texas is technically number one.
But I would say I see him number one more than others.
Once again, I've also seen him number six on one. Like, I've seen Blake Corum. I've seen him like three a lot.
Yeah, but
I've seen
him five,
and I've seen on one it was like number one, but I don't believe that one.
So there's also Jalen Wright from Tennessee's up there on some. Bucky Irving from Oregon. Trey Benson from Florida State. They seem to be the, and then the Notre Dame running back. Sometimes gets up there, but I have a list right here. He's eighth. So,
yeah, I mean, all over the place, and it just goes to show. So, okay, so we went Bengals,
yep,
and then Raiders,
and then Chargers become the first one. I'm like, okay, they should add somebody.
And here's the thing too. Now, and then we'll go to the next one that really needs one. But if there isn't a consensus number one, I mean, these running backs, you could pick one up pretty late because if they're starting to go maybe at the very top of it, maybe one goes late second round.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is going to be weird. Are we going to get a like second round or like late is the first time I feel like we're going to get somebody off the board?
I would think that would be the first time. And I wouldn't be surprised if you like get into the third round and then all of a sudden you're like, it doesn't cost me anything to get one. And I could probably get one in the fourth round and who cares? I mean, like.
Yeah. So another team, Giants. Have Devin Singletary.
I personally think Devin Singletary is good enough to be your lead back, but you have to supplement. You have to one more guy.
But here's the other part is like, obviously they're not going to do it early.
Right.
They will get somebody, I would think, but it's going to be later. I mean, they just went through Saquon and I think you realize, hey, you don't draft the running back before you get the team, you know?
No, I mean, that's like, 100%
so
true.
Necessarily. So, I think they'll get somebody again, but I wouldn't see it before the fourth round, but that can be fourth round can be a top five guy this year. Who knows?
Right, like, yeah, maybe
that's the crazy thing. But then comes another one, that could be interesting. The Browns, just because of the Nick Chubb injury, but they have Jerome Ford yet and they added Deontay Foreman. So maybe not, but
that one does make me believe that they're going to ride it out, but that also makes me believe Chubb is getting healthier.
Yep.
If he's not though, you know, could. Why not?
But if you do, it's just a, once again, you don't want that as a landing spot though for any of these guys. The one that becomes a really nice landing spot potentially is the Dallas Cowboys. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one where if you get somebody there, they will probably automatically become the number one rookie running back on the list, I would think.
Without a doubt. I mean, yes, I would have to believe it. And we just looked it up and it's possible that they could sign
There's been
an older free agent, but no one that I believe they'd be like the number one, but you would draft a guy in hopes that they would take over for him. They still have Deuce Vaughn that never got going last year, right? And he's an undersized back, but you know, Kansas State, he was pretty darn good a couple of years ago in college, but it doesn't seem like they've taken a liking to him. So I have to believe wherever they decide to do this, once again, even though they need one, mm-hmm. you could wait until the third round if you don't really care who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean,
and right away, like if that was Blake Corum, if that was Jonathan Brooks, Trey Benson, whoever, all of a sudden, even if they did say pick up a Delvin Cook or something, like it does seem like it wouldn't get a lot of hype and you wouldn't have to pay a ton for him in an auction draft. And all of a sudden he has a lot of upside, especially when it comes to the second half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that one is the one that really, really intrigues me.
It should, that's, I mean, I don't see a lot of other great spots. Here's one that maybe they could draft one, but it's not going to be a good spot for anybody this year. It's the Ravens. I mean, you think about it, they have Derrick Henry, right? Keaton Mitchell it was ACL, right? Like, so he's coming back, and then you got Justice Hill, who's whatever, he's fine.
Yeah.
But that's it, really. They probably should add somebody, but that's not going to be a relevant position, probably.
For a year, yeah.
So I could see the Ravens getting somebody, though, because Dobbins is Dobbins actually just met with the Chiefs today, but didn't walk away with the contract, and they re-signed Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, that is my... That's one of my biggest heartbreaks over the last few years, because so I think he would have been really good.
Maybe he goes to the Cowboys. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean.
If he did that, I'd probably try to buy in.
Yeah, oh, no, right.
Let's not do it.
I would. Yeah, but I can't, man. Every time I've gotten bitten by the injury bug.
This is a weird year where there's just not a spot where you see somebody just coming in and be like, "Yep, they're going to be the guy." That doesn't exist right now.
No.
Cowboys could. That's the one that could, but. There's no guarantee in that, because they could definitely, they should add a veteran too.
Yeah. And I really would, almost like to go through, and I have yet to, usually I go through and you'll like look at the tape and you'll like try to figure out which players you like once you see how they're ranked and whatnot. I haven't gone through running back, you know, we're getting into quarterback and everything and wide receiver, but this is something I haven't. I'm lucky enough to have, unfortunately, seen Blake Corum up close and personal. Once again, the fact that he's not the number one back, I think he has a lot of, once again, he was kind of coming off an injury and he had a little bit of a down year. So everyone stopped talking about him, but I do think he could be plugged into like the Cowboys right away and actually do relatively well.
I think a lot of these running backs are good enough to get plugged in there and be fine. Well, that's the thing. I think they're all fine. I think there's a lot of just okay, solid running backs, but it's the mixture. It's the mixture of decent running backs, but not great landing spots. It's a weird mixture this year. Cause the teams that we thought might need them, like even like the Vikings, they went and got Aaron Jones. And like, there's a lot of stuff like that happened.
Why not? You have Aaron Jones, but why not grab another guy?
They have Ty Chandler too, who did solid.
Oh,
so,
actually, that's true. So that's he did fine.
So there's just a lot of that out there.
I guess my big thing is I realize that you don't want to pay running back at the moment.
Yep.
That's a big subject that everyone is talking about, but if you can grab a top five running back from this class, even though we think that it's a little bit lower, but you can get them in the third round or lower, you don't have to pay these guys.
Yeah,
no one is expecting them to, you know, you could be a second fiddle to whoever. And you know, it, like, at what point do you actually have to pay someone like Madison or Zaire White or whoever? Like, maybe you do throw a third into the mix.
That's where it gets interesting. If you see like the Bengals, Raiders, if one of them go after a running back, you think, okay, maybe they're going to get a shot. That would make it interesting. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers too. If the Chargers get a running back, that is very interesting, I think. Because, I mean, the way Harbaugh runs their offense, you feel like they're going to run the ball a lot. Gus Edwards, he's fine. Like, he's not.
Yeah, I do think them and the Cowboys both. I think you nailed them.
They have to be.
They do, and I think they can wait. And I think that makes it even that much more satisfying for him because you don't have to overdraft anyone. So you might be able to get the number one, whatever you think the number one is, but you could get the number one guy in the end of the second pretty safely. Mm-hmm. Or like you said with Harbaugh, it's like maybe you take your third round pick and you can still get a Blake Corum who you're obviously, you've been coaching for the last 4 years or whatever, 3 years or whatever.
I'd say the one team though, like if they were to get one, I have any interest if the Giants get a running back. I think Singletary's good enough and the team's not good enough where what kind of opportunity are you going to really have?
I would agree with you. And that is kind of where I'm at. Unless I fall in love with someone's athleticism and you're like, I can see them using them a lot. But I do think Singletary is good enough. Like I thought he was undervalued mm-hmm. when he was in Buffalo. And I loved seeing him have a renaissance in Houston. My big one for all the other landing spots, right? Like even the Bengals, I feel like I would be out because I don't think they would be the goal line back more than likely. Yeah. Have Zach Moss and whatnot. But like the other ones, when you're talking about the Chargers, Raiders even, like you're looking at places that, you know, Josh Jacobs got a ton of mm-hmm. carries. Like whoever comes out of there could be very productive. And I think the same thing Chargers. I think the same thing Cowboys. I think the same thing for Raiders. And that the Raiders is the sneaky one to me. Mm-hmm. Because if you end up liking the player, the running back, and say Jonathan Brooks goes there and he falls or whatever, all of a sudden you're like, well, which one is the best athlete? Which one has the least amount of miles on, you know, wear on the tires? And look, I was the guy last year that was talking about like Madison could be a very good pick.
It didn't work out.
But so I look at it now and I'm like, well, you know, don't trick me twice. So if I don't believe in him and I don't really believe in White, all of a sudden you get a good athlete and you know what I mean?
I would say this is going to be a year though, where in just auction drafts, unless I can't see most of these, everyone's going to be going well under $10, which is very rare for rookie running backs under $5. Probably there's going to be no one. Maybe whoever's in the Cowboys is going to go for higher and that's it. If there's somebody on the Cowboys,
right.
It's going to be very weird. There's not going to be as many question marks like that, like rookies that we're just taking a chance on, but you can get them though for any end of your bench, which I like.
Yes. And last year we shifted, right? We shifted and mm-hmm. we were pretty much like, this is the first year we feel comfortable going zero running back.
Mm-hmm.
From looking at how every team has switched running backs and it's kind of like plug and play and like he's, you know, Jacobs is the same as Aaron Jones and Henry is the same, you know, like, no one got very precious about the running back position. So it makes me believe that the NFL is in the same spot as, mm-hmm. and not that fantasy and NFL are overlapping, but yeah, I think that's what it is. And I feel like it's going to be another year where I'm kind of like, I will take lower candidates and just fill in two spots or whatever you have to.
And still try to get that top quarterback now too. I'm looking at
quarterback and tight end, if you can guess correctly, or maybe mm-hmm. you have to overpay for him now, but quarterback and then going big on wide receivers. And let's be honest, there is a plethora of young wide receivers in this draft.
Yep.
And obviously you can talk about the top 3-4, but there's going to be about 7-8 that are going to have legit chance of playing.
Yep.
So where should you spend your money? And man, I tell you, it's going to be really difficult to pony up. And I know McCaffrey was well worth it.
McCaffrey would be worth it. But then even after that, it's good players. But I mean, are we sold fully on Breece Hall? Are we,
right.
I love Bijan, but we haven't fully seen it. It's question marks.
Risk all over the place. Well, I do not feel like Saquon is rocketed up because of his position. McCaffrey, if he stays healthy, taking that off.
Gibbs
the board.
Is top four now.
Gibbs is, but even, and I'm a Lions fan. We all know this, but
he's in a timeshare.
He is in a timeshare, and he's a little more specialty. Well, and
the one that people, I can't do it. Like, people are going to hate me for Kyron Williams this year. I'm not in love with it and I'm avoiding it. And I've already got hate on Instagram for it. So
yeah,
we'll get into that later.
He might be ranked higher than I want to put him only because,
what else are you going to do?
Yeah. That's what it comes
and there
down
might not
to.
Be competition. It might be right, but I don't feel comfortable. I feel great about it.
But that is where auction is so much better because if I don't want to put my money towards that, look, I can go and get a second guy that is going to get goal line touches and say, I'm going to play these guys. And let's be honest, whoever won your draft either had McCaffrey or they went completely the other way and they got not lucky, but you know, they had a couple other running backs that did well enough for them. And then they had the, you know,
like me, I got Puka and Laporta and waiver wire, right?
You were right on the other ones. Yeah. And who, I mean, who did you have for running back?
Who did
you
I have?
You had Bijan. So you did go Bijan.
Yeah, but he wasn't, it's not like he worked that well. Then I traded for Derrick Henry, who was okay. And I traded for Joe Mixon, who was okay. But I had,
so you traded for a bunch of big names that, you know, yeah. So you gave up assets after the fact, but you didn't put your money towards anyone.
No. And I had, it was the cheap receivers. It was Brandon Ayuk. It was Puka. They won me the title.
The up and coming.
Yep.
And Puka, I still refuse to be like, I refuse to give you all the credit, even though I know that you were hyping him up. But in my head, I'm like, no one knew.
Hey, I said it on a podcast before the season. So
annoying.
All right, that'll do it for this one. Talk to you guys next time.